Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll get more into it coming up in the noon hour. Charles Davis joins us right now of NFL Network.
Charles, how are you?
What's up, Charles?
I'm doing well.
By the way, I got to give you this build up here. All right.
Yeah.
Charles Davis is an NFL Network analyst, and you can follow him on Twitter at CFD22. NFL Network provides live coverage of rounds 2 and 3 of the 2018 NFL Draft. From Dallas tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. Hi, Charles.
Oh, that's right. You have to do that.
I have to do it.
No, we want to do that.
Yeah, we do. We that want important. To.
But you have to, especially when the draft is on and what network carry. I get it. I mean, that's part of the package. But it's great to talk with you guys. And I just hope I haven't made a statement that has upset you. And I want you both to know that I take losing very hard.
Good. That's okay. What we like to hear. We take it very hard, but we're also very used to it. You know, losing is a way of life.
Yeah, for the teams we root for. And let's hope that that we're not going to be losing with the pick of Sam Darnold because, let's be honest, I mean, as Evan has said, and again, I'm very cautiously optimistic, Charles. I'm a Jet fan since 65. You know, I got to see the kid play. I mean, I'm happy they got him, and he would have been the first quarterback I wanted. But what's your thoughts overall on Darnold going to the Jets at 3?
Well, we go back to when Mike Maccagnan made the trade to go up to number 3, right? So you start there, and it's an aggressive, bold play. But if you're going up there with the idea that it has to be a quarterback, which most of us were locked in on, and that's typically why you make that kind of a move, it's also one that this year's draft didn't guarantee you the guy you wanted. You know, at the beginning, when you went up to 3, when he goes up to 3,
right, that's right.
You're only assured of
getting one of them,
quarterback,
right,
getting one of them. You don't know who it's going to be. And if the Giants had decided to go quarterback at 2, you had to be locked in on the idea that you liked at least 3 of them.
Yes.
Okay, so that's where it all started. For the serendipity to kick in, and Baker Mayfield emerges as the guy, which I don't think anyone saw coming in terms of being the number 1 pick with Cleveland. When we started to hear the idea that they had cooled on Darnold, who we had all thought was going to be the guy, that it was going to be Josh Allen. And then late in the process, here comes the Baker Mayfield thing. I said on air yesterday, until I see someone different walk across the stage or they just make the call to Mayfield, I'm not believing it yet. I'm still locked in on Darnold.
Right.
Well,
right.
No doubt it was right.
Right.
And I think that for the Jets, if the Jets had been there, you know, if the Jets at 3, if somehow Mayfield and Darnold were both there, let's say Allen had been picked, the Jets still got their man because I think they had Darnold ahead of Mayfield. But because of the way we thought the board would go, that's where the Broadway Baker Mayfield stuff really took root because we thought that's who they're going to get.
Yeah.
So I think it turned out great for the Jets. Mike Maccagnan, you know, making the bold move to start, but getting a little bit of extra help along the way to make this happen for Darnold, I think it's a great pick for the Jets.
There's always an assumption that, you know, forget the Jets for a second, that whatever the Browns do, they're going to screw up. Let's go right to the top of this draft. I like Baker Mayfield. I even like his attitude. I like the fact he's got a chip on his shoulder. What do you think about that gutty decision that Dorsey made? Because it is gutty going with Baker over Darnold.
It is, because it goes back to, you know, John Maynard Keynes saying, and I'm paraphrasing, that most of us live our lives trying to figure out what moves we make will give us the least amount of blowback, right, instead of making the bold moves that we want to make every day. John Dorsey didn't worry about blowback, okay, because this is one of the least defensible picks you can make. Height's an issue, right? Guy was a 2-time walk-on. The off-field stuff, you know, is that going to come back to haunt them? Is he going to be the type of guy that you're really looking for? I thought the Manziel comparisons were inaccurate almost all the way through, but some of the actions Baker made puts Johnny Manziel's name into that, and that's an issue too because now this guy's going to Cleveland where Johnny flamed out. So all that being said, they are really locked in on the idea that this guy is the gritty, tough, don't take no for an answer, face that they need in a city like Cleveland. that is 1-31 in their last 32 games. And if you look at Mayfield's record in college, a lot of people said to me, well, at Oklahoma, everybody, they all win at Oklahoma. He went 11-2 as a starter at Oklahoma. Two college football playoff semifinal games. At Texas Tech, the 1 year he started as a true freshman walk-on, he was 5-2 battling injuries and was the rookie of the year in the Big 12. This kid knows how to win games.
Mm. And they surprised everybody, too, by taking the kid they took from Ohio State at 4. Everybody thought they were going to take Chubb at 4, and they went for this kid, the defensive back from Ohio State.
Yeah, I was locked in on the idea that they're going to take the quarterback they want.
Right.
And remember I said I thought it'd be Darnold. Turned out it became Mayfield. I said you take your quarterback at 1 and at 4, depending what the Giants do at 2, you either have a choice of Saquon Barkley and Nick Chubb, or you're going to get, Bradley Chubb,
right.
Or you're going to get one of them. Okay? That's who you take. Well, there's Chubb sitting there. I was like, this is beautiful. Pair him with Myles Garrett. You also have Emmanuel Ogbah, who rushes off the edge. You have Carl Nassib, who can rush inside and off the edge for Penn State. The Eagles used a plethora of rushers last year, helped them greatly towards the Super Bowl. This is an ideal thing. Well, it's the number one corner, so it makes sense. But I'm always of the opinion I'd rather have a pass rusher first before a cover guy.
Mm, I would agree.
We're talking to Charles Davis. The Giants take Saquon Barkley, and he has a chance to be an all-time great. Sure, he's got a chance to be a Hall of Famer. But what about the risk at the quarterback position? Eli is not getting any younger. He's 37. We don't know about Davis Webb. Do you believe the Giants missed out on taking a quarterback and they made a mistake not finding or trying to find their franchise guy?
They missed out on the idea that they could have one that they could groom. But if they weren't hipped on the idea that these quarterbacks suited them, then I don't think it's a risk because Webb is there. We know that. Now, did they miss a golden opportunity to find out if he could play last year? We all know the story to that, right? We all know that. Sure. But that's previous management. So they must see something in the off season and ride with it. But they weren't hipped on that idea. And also, don't forget, the Giants are telling the rest of the world now, we don't think we're as far away as maybe you think we are. So we're going short term. Okay, we're going to try and get it right with Barkley, add some other pieces. We think Eli still got life, and we're going to go play. And they'll go and try and get a quarterback later. I mean, that doesn't surprise me with Coach Gettleman because he likes those big guys. He likes players who can play right now. Did not surprise me at all that he didn't do that and say, okay, we're planning for the future. He wanted to go and get it done right now.
All right, how about Buffalo making the move they made, trading up to 7? Were you surprised they took Allen over Rosen, or did you think Buffalo would take Allen there?
I thought that they would take Allen because I thought that personality-wise, Allen fits them better than Rosen, mm-hmm. and it's not just the city. I think it's the management. I think it's Sean McDermott, the defensive coordinator. I think it becomes a personality fit in some ways as well. And they told themselves that they could coach up the issues that Josh Allen has with accuracy because that big arm, we can make this thing work. Our guys will get him better. And sometimes you sacrifice, percentage points on your completion percentage for yardage downfield with that big arm. And they'll take that, push it downfield, make the big plays. Okay, so he's not a 60% thrower. Eli's not a career 60% thrower. But when you make those pushes downfield and you make those big plays, you're not worried about percentage all the time. If you're 15 for 30 and three of them are for touchdowns of 50, 40 to 50 yards, you find a way to win with that. And that might be part of what you're thinking with Josh Allen. I just don't think they found a fit with Josh Rosen. Personality-wise, city-wise, all of those things, Arizona ends up being the beneficiaries of that because they get the best pure passer in the draft. But again, part of the reason he went as the fourth quarterback is I think teams were trying to wrap their mind around, does he fit us and will we be able to make this thing work with him? He's a strong personality. There's nothing wrong with that. The best quarterbacks have them. But I think that they feel like it's a strong personality and there's got to be a little bit more because this kid throws it better than anyone in the draft.
And he came out. He was not happy. He said nine teams made a mistake, so he's got a chip on his shoulder.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I hear people criticize him today for saying that. Look, he's probably a little bit over the top, but emotion of what was going into it, the competitive nature of these kids, you sit in that green room and you want to be the first one out of there. Last thing you want to do is continue to stare at the same people, right?
Sure.
And you, as a kid, you know what you feel like? You feel like everyone's staring at you, whispering at their table like, hey, he's still sitting here. It's just the nature of the beast. Sure. So he was a little amped up when he came out, and he's got something to prove, and this may be maybe what fuels him. Remember, Baker Mayfield uses a hit list of everybody sixth grade that said something about him. So we all compliment him on being a competitor. I don't know that we should take this and turn on Rosen and act like he's not a competitor because he's a little upset he didn't go as the first quarterback.
Mm. Do you think Miami was going to take him and then Arizona jumped ahead of him? What about that?
I think that there's a strong possibility of that happening, yes. Remember, Adam Gase is, you know, Adam has had success in Chicago with a person like Jay Cutler. And by the way, I know Peyton, went to Tennessee, he went after me, blah, 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 blah. Peyton's no shrinking violet. Okay? So when you talk about dealing with strong personalities and quarterbacks, the best quarterbacks that have ever played the game, very few of them have sat in the classroom and coach drew up the play and they said, yeah, okay, coach, fine with me. I mean, they had their own ideas about doing things and expressed them strongly the better that they played. So, yeah, I think that Miami definitely, if Rosen was sitting there, I'd be stunned if they hadn't taken him.
There were a lot of surprises in this draft, and this may have been one of the biggest ones. I think Mayfield going number one is the biggest one. But after that, when the Saints are trading up, and you hear they've given up a future first-round pick.
You said Lamar Jackson.
Because when does a team trade up, including a future first, and it not be a quarterback or, you know, like a Julio Jones situation? Was that too much to give up for Davenport in your mind?
Not for this. On the normal scale, the answer is yes, because I said that last night. I said, I can't remember last time I came up for a DN. Okay? As great as we put an emphasis on pass rushing, and this is a raw pass rusher who still has things to learn. This isn't, you know, projecting Lawrence Taylor. Okay? So, yes, but look at it in total. Drew Brees and where he is in his career. They made great strides last year in the last two drafts to give him a defense. You keep adding to that in that division where you've got to go hunt Cam, you've got to go hunt Winston in Tampa Bay because they won't be as bad this year as they were last year. I don't see how. And you got to go hunt Matt Ryan. That's what they need, and that's what they were looking for. I think this was a love letter to Drew Brees because he has weapons. Everybody says, oh, give him another weapon. Now, what we need is somebody to stop some people for him so he doesn't have to score 35 all the time. I think that's where it started. I think they'll come back and try and get those weapons for him later. But I think that's what they did. One last push to try and get over the top with Drew before they have to start over again.
What about what the Pats did? They took Sony Michel, the running back out of Georgia, and the other guy, what did they take, a linebacker?
They took Isaiah Wynn, the offensive lineman.
A lineman at 23, right. What'd you think of those picks?
I like them both because, let's face it, the soldiers now with the Giants. The offensive line needs some help, and Wynn can play tackle and guard. I think he can survive out of tackle. I think he'll be an all-star guard. And they don't have players there that you just go, okay, we've got five all-pros in the offensive line. They can get better even with starters sitting there.
Right.
So I thought
that
was a good move for them. And then, of course, getting Michel, I think that's an incredible value pick because he could have been a first-rounder. He turned out too big. Most people thought he'd probably go in the second, and people would be very happy with that. And they lost Deion Lewis. Now you replace it with Sony Michel. You continue to run your offense the way they do with multiple running backs. And Michel gives you a little thump inside, even though he may not look it. He breaks a lot of tackles running the football.
Charles, we appreciate it. Fun time of year. Should be an interesting night tonight.
Before I let Charles go, I just want to ask him, are you surprised what happened with Lamar Jackson, that he winds up in Baltimore? How about that?
I wasn't as I watched them maneuver the board. As they continue to move down. But for them to get the tight end where they did, Hayden Hurst, a screaming need for them, they didn't have to reach for him. They were able to move back, get him about where they should have gotten him anyway, and still have the reserve and the wherewithal to say, let's trade back in and get that fifth-year contract with a guy to start over again. And by the way, Joe Flacco, we're now going to – the term elite we don't have to talk about anymore. Your big contract we don't have to talk about anymore. It comes off the books next year. We may be starting over. Ozzie Newsome's leaving as the GM. It's a new era. John Harbaugh has to win this year to keep his job. Remember, they missed the playoffs the last 4 years. You may be kick-starting with Lamar Jackson starting next season, or if they get off to a rocky start this year, even earlier.
John Harbaugh. All right. You got me thinking ahead here, Charles.
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Future head coach of a first-round football team?
Okay.
You never know.
See, this is what we do. We have these conversations on different thoughts. And you know what the best part is?
What's that?
I got you off a railing about the guy who doesn't care enough about winning. So, I mean,
for now,
I think
just wait
for
a
now.
Few minutes. We'll get back on that.
I will tune in later and hear you guys go then. Take care.
Thank you, Charles.
Charles Davis on the NFL Draft.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.